Wrangling with Democrats may not be the only challenge President-elect George W. Bush will have to face with the new Congress. Republican Senator John McCain says he plans to push forward a campaign finance bill with or without Bush's backing. And yesterday, he won over another veteran Republican in the fight for campaign finance reform. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
The new addition to McCain's ranks is Mississippi's Thad Cochran. He's a four-term conservative stalwart who, up till now, had been considered a reliable vote against the bill. McCain is beating the reform drum as hard as he did a year ago, when he upset George W. Bush in the New Hampshire primary. Yesterday, with Cochran and Democratic co-sponsor Russell Feingold of Wisconsin at his side, McCain repeated his pledge to force quick action on the bill. And he laid down a challenge to the incoming president. He said it would be important to have Bush's support.
But I also believe that if we got a result here that was a bipartisan result, showing the American people we can work together, it seems to me that it would be in everybody's interest to have that bill enacted into law.
Mainly, McCain and Feingold want to outlaw the soft money that party committees raise from corporations, unions, and the wealthy. Bush wants to protect soft money contributions from individuals. He was asked yesterday if he would veto McCain-Feingold.
I'll worry about the ifs once I get sworn in. But I will tell you that I think it's very important for us to make sure that the bill is fair and balanced.
And to Bush and others in the Republican Party's Washington leadership, fair and balanced means a provision called paycheck protection. It would prevent unions from using dues money to mount big political operations. McCain and the Democrats oppose paycheck protection. McCain says another approach, to regulate campaign season ad money by all interest groups, would be more equitable. That proposal comes from two Republicans, Olympia Snow of Maine and Jim Jeffords of Vermont. It would either become part of McCain-Feingold or be offered as a floor amendment. McCain is insisting the Senate take up campaign reform this winter before the new administration's agenda inundates Capitol Hill. He says it could be done in a week. The Republican leadership is resisting. Don Nichols of Oklahoma offers July as a good time for McCain-Feingold. But yesterday afternoon, Republican senators got a warning notice from an unexpected source. Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison of Texas called in pollster John Zogby to give them a post-election reality check. Zogby last night repeated what he told the senators, that the GOP barely scraped through on Election Day, and that working-class families, a rich source of votes, were giving up on politics entirely.
I thought that clearly this government and its legislative body somehow had to address the growing cynicism and the growing disconnect that voters have with their government, especially that critical lower middle class or working class group that is becoming more and more disaffected.
Zogby's first recommendation was to pass campaign finance reform. And incumbents are alarmed by the sharp rise in big budget interest group ads, the kind that Snow Jeffords would target. The subject came up in the conference, and Cochran raised it again when he appeared with McCain. Cochran said he's been in lots of conversations as senators wrestle with the issue.
But I've kept my own counsel on this subject, and I hope that my involvement will help bring about a consensus on this issue and the passage of legislation that truly improves the federal election process, not just to benefit the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, but to help make it a better system and one that all Americans can be proud of.
McCain-Feingold already has a majority in the Senate. What it needs is the 60 votes that can break a filibuster. Reformers said yesterday Cochran appears to be number 60. Feingold even suggested they've hit a turning point.
Obviously, we need to get to the magic 60, and I believe today the dam will break and that campaign finance reform will pass the United States Senate.
McCain wouldn't go that far, but he did say the bill now has the best chance it's ever had. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.